It's been 3 years since months of anti-government demonstrations rocked Hong Kong. For some, such as former frontline protester Derek Tai, the memories linger.
When I took a cross-harbour bus and then I just travelled by Poly University and then I just saw the footbridge where people fly down to escape from Poly U, and then that was quite traumatic.
Tai was a 21-year-old philosophy student when he became one of the first protesters arrested by police in June 2019. He was charged with unlawful assembly and sent to prison for 4 months. He is one of 4,000 protesters detained for their role in the pro-democracy protests. Many who have been released say they've found it difficult looking for jobs or higher education places because of their criminal records.
Those like me who have served their times in prison and then they decide to stay in Hong Kong, probably what they'll need is job opportunity, a chance to advance, to enhance themselves, not necessarily through working, studying or keep in touch with the society.
That's where a group called Project Change has stepped in to help dozens of arrested protesters, providing life planning, counselling and legal support.
The judicial process, I mean, takes 3 or 4 years, so a lot of frustration and anxiety. I mean, so we kind of lost a generation of youths. We don't accept funding from government because we want to be autonomous. I mean, a lot of arrested youths are quite distrustful of government funds. And we get donations from individuals and private parties.
The Hong Kong government says it has a system for rehabilitation, but it's being criticised for not doing enough to help protesters.
As long as they admitted their mistakes, regretted their mistakes, and sincerely promised that they will contribute to the society and will be always welcome and accepted them.
China's leaders in Beijing intensified their crackdown in Hong Kong in 2020, imposing a controversial national security law in the name of restoring stability. Hong Kong's democracy movement has been silenced, and many opposition leaders are in jail or have fled into exile.
If you'd come here 3 years ago, this whole area was plastered in protest art. Now, most physical reminders of the resistance movement have faded or been scrubbed out. A changed Hong Kong is in its place.
For school principal Lee Kin Man, it's important not to abandon the protesters, even as the territory moves on.
It's normal for young people to make mistakes. We want to give them an opportunity to turn over a new leaf. They need a second chance.
But with Hong Kong society still deeply polarised, it appears there's still a long road ahead. Britt Clennett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.